It's 10 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Quisha Connolly. 18 people are reported to have died in two shootings and a bomb attack in Paris tonight. 60 people are also understood to have been taken hostage in the city at the Bataclan concert hall, while an explosion has taken place near a stadium. It's 11 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Quisha Connolly. It's now reported that at least 39 people have died in two shootings in Paris tonight. It's understood a gunman opened fire in a restaurant in central Paris and... Good morning, I'm Quisha Connolly. At least 40 people have been killed in multiple shootings and a bomb attack in Paris. Security forces are said to be storming a concert hall in the French capital, where up to 100 people are believed to be trapped as hostages. There are reports of attacks in...
Good morning and welcome to this News Talk special broadcast covering events from Paris with updates and analysis. If you've just tuned in, so far at least 120 people have been killed, 200 injured and 8 attackers killed either by police or from suicide bombs in a series of coordinated gun and bomb attacks in 6 locations in Paris. I'm Sarah Carey and we'll be running live on News Talk with updates for the next few hours. First this morning, we're going to hear from President Obama reacting to the news last night.
The French people's commitment to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. We are reminded in this time of tragedy that the bonds of liberté, and égalité, and fraternité are not only values that the French people care so deeply about, but they are values that we share. And those values are going to endure far beyond any act of terrorism or the hateful vision of those who perpetrated the crimes this evening.
President Obama speaking from the White House last night, responding to the attacks. One of the attacks took place at the Stade de France during a friendly match between France and Germany. During the match, two loud bangs were heard, which at first confused the crowd. Was one of the bangs heard at the match last night. The match continued as the organisers felt it would be better not to panic the crowds. Now, if you've got relations or friends in Paris that you haven't been able to contact yet, the Irish Embassy tells us there are no Irish casualties accounted for yet, but their phone number is 0033 144 1767 00. So that's 0033 144 1767 00 if you're worried about any contact in Paris. I'm going back now to Richard Chambers. Richard, you've been monitoring the reaction in the media in France this morning.
Yeah, and a lot of the papers, Sarah, have been automatically drawing the link with the Charlie Hebdo shootings last time round. République des Pyrénées has led with "We were Charlie, we are Paris," of course, drawing on the "Je suis Charlie" trend, which happened at the time. Le Parisien, the terrorist massacre in centre of Paris. Libération has gone for "Carnage in Paris." Of course, these are all very, very stark front pages. I mean, a lot of people, these would have been printed before the full facts would have been done. Really, it sort of emphasises the stress and the confusion which reigned last night. L'Équipe, which is, of course, France's leading sports daily, it's gone for a very, very stark front page. Pitch black, all jet black ink, with "The Horror" just printed across the front of it. Of course, then we have Le Parisien, which has gone for "This time it's war." And Le Figaro, which is France's leading daily, that's gone for the war on the centre of Paris.
Yeah, that reaction, "This time it's war." And indeed, François Hollande made some comments last night about how the reaction would be pitiless from France. But, you know, you do have to wonder, what can they do at this stage if the attackers have all been killed? You know, is it just a cleaning up operation at this stage, as stark as that sounds?
Well, this is it. I mean, it does seem that this has been a historic landmark for Paris. I mean, even the left-leaning Libération, which you mentioned there, with its "Carnage in Paris" headline, it says terrorist barbarism has crossed a historic line. So even amongst liberal-minded French people, they've gone and they're taking a very, very tough line in this, really emphasising the shock which this has had for every ordinary French
and
person.
And that was something that John Litchfield, Paris correspondent of The Independent, that we spoke to earlier last night, was saying, you know, people may have thought up till now that these attacks were targeted, for example, at Jewish people, at Charlie Hebdo employees. But this was a soft target. This was ordinary people out on the streets. And so now anyone is a target.
And it's worth going back to the figure on that very point there, Sarah. I mean, this is what the at bottom of their front page has, says, in the name of the true martyrs of yesterday, those are the innocent victims, and in the name of the Republic, France will be able to stay united and stand together, Sarah.
Okay, well, thank you for that, Richard. Good morning. If you have just joined us, I'm Sarah Carey. That was Richard Chambers. This is a News Talk special broadcast covering events live from Paris this morning. At least 120 people have been killed, 200 injured, and 8 attackers killed either by police or from suicide bombs in a series of coordinated gun and bomb attacks in Paris. If you can go to newstalk.com, the numbers are there for the Irish Embassy in Paris and the consular service here in Dublin if you're concerned about friends or family in Paris, although the Department of Foreign Affairs has told us that so far there are no Irish casualties. We'll take a break and we'll be back with more updates after these. Small area between what's called the 10th and 11th arrondissements or districts where a series of cafes were attacked prior to the Bataclan. Oh, actually, John, I'm sorry. I'm going to put you on hold there just for 1 second because we have now live on the line on Taoiseach Endacheny. Good morning, Taoiseach. Many thanks for joining us. Can you give us your reaction to the events last night?
Well, like citizens and leaders all over the world, this is an abomination. It's an absolutely horrendous attack on the citizens of Paris, on France, and on citizens of the free world. Now, every leader of every country is sending messages of support to President Hollande. We've been on to the French ambassador here by the Minister of Foreign Affairs. The President spoken to him, issued a statement to President Hollande expressing our solidarity and sympathy. But this was carefully planned. It could not have been a spontaneous eruption of 6 attack sites in Paris on a perfect evening when people were going about their normal business and enjoying the beginnings of the weekend. And it's turned into the blackest of Fridays for France. The second time in 10 months that a terrorist attack has ended life so suddenly. And this is one of the worst atrocities over very many years, and obviously will have serious implications both for vigilance and for authorities. So I do hope that in the immediate future that the French authorities are actually able to determine who was responsible for this, who planned it, and whether there are still others of that group in the Paris area. But our sympathies on behalf of the people of Ireland, going to the French president and the French people on this appalling and utterly evil act.
And Taoiseach, I suppose there are many people who see these acts of violence that take place in the Middle East, in Syria and Iraq, but it always hits so much more when it feels like it's right on our doorstep and when the targets, you know, don't seem to be specific. They're just regular people out drinking coffee outside cafes on a balmy autumn evening.
Correct, and the same has applied in many of the countries that you mentioned, where similar acts have taken place, where perfectly innocent people have been caught in their crossfire. But in this case, you know, one of the founding principles of the European Union is the free movement of people, and clearly Paris is one of the great iconic cities of the world. On a Friday evening, football match, a concert, people out in the shops and the restaurants doing what people normally do at weekends, and to have that interrupted by 6 different attacks with, I understand, you know, so many critical now on top of all of those who have been killed and those who are wounded.
I know you travelled through the airport there this morning, and is there visible increased security there at the airport for people travelling, and is there visible increased security on the streets in terms of the police and military?
Yes, well, where I am near the Bataclan Theatre, obviously it's cordoned off, and so there's a heavy police presence there. There's also a heavy police presence in terms of vans, but and the airport, similarly, when we arrive, there's army members, the army soldiers protecting the airport there. And then the borders have also been closed down in some parts. And anyone trying to leave the country, anyone at all, will have their bags searched, their cars searched, mainly through land. So definitely a heavy police presence, as you can possibly imagine. I mean, the police are searching for accomplices still at this stage. So there hasn't been any arrests, and that is definitely to follow.
And Shona, you've been speaking to people there as well this morning.
Yes. I spoke to Sharon. She's a cafe owner just a couple of, about 100 metres away from the theatre, and she told me what she heard.
Because it's close. It was close, so the cars of firemen can pass by here.
Yeah.
Right, you can see the people inside.
What kind of things did you see?
There was a girl, she was a younger, I mean, with blood, and there was another guy with a t-shirt white with blood. Wait, we can see just blood.
That must be a horrific memory.
Yeah, and at 12, when it was midnight 12, because the last thing we learned, we can say it was the end. It was like, boom, 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 at the end. Like happened on 7 January. It's like
the Charlie Hebdo.
Yeah, the 9 January, the one that they did on cash. The sound is the same when it's the end. Right, it's like...
So you felt that the authorities had managed the situation, it was over?
It was over, yeah.
How do you feel as a French person coming under attack twice in 1 year?
It's coming afraid. And why he always on this area? It's the second time on this area, so...
Killed, at least 180 so far confirmed injured, and amongst them one Irish individual. And the Department of Foreign Affairs and the Irish Embassy in Paris, the Taoiseach Joan Burton confirmed to us a little earlier, is now providing assistance to the family of that individual. Once we have any news on them or their status, we'll bring it to you immediately. Our own reporter Shona Murray is in Paris. We'll be speaking to her in just a few moments time, but I am joined in studio now by the French Ambassador to Ireland, Jean-Pierre Thibault. Ambassador, thank you very much for coming into us on what must be a really sad, tragic day for your country.
It has been an horrific night, and the dreadful, it's now a dreadful day, because the toll, as you mentioned, is increasing minute by minute. There are over 200 wounded. Many are seriously wounded.
When did you learn of what happened in Paris last night?
Yesterday evening, it just happened that one member of my family was living just nearby the Bataclan. So he phoned us and told us that he was seeing horrific scenes. And we could almost, with the family, follow immediately what was happening. It has been a shock, a real shock. And we shared it with our friends, Irish friends who were with us, and immediately they expressed their solidarity. This has been an attack on our freedom, and our freedom of movement, freedom on enjoying life. It's terrible.
Terror police. So France and Paris in particular is on lockdown today, Kieran. 1,500 soldiers are on the streets of Paris. Armoured cars are out in the streets. Major public gatherings have been cancelled. Champions Cup rugby games as well. Museums, galleries all shut. People are being advised in many areas to stay indoors and avoid travel. I see actually the French Interior Minister has been out speaking in the last few minutes. He says a full judicial investigation will take place into the events last night. He says he salutes the courage of the police and the gendarmerie. And of course he says that the perpetrators will be brought to justice. He says that state of emergency will continue in place at least until Monday, when that day of mourning will take place, Kieran.
Richard Chambers, thanks very much for that. You've been listening to a News Talk special broadcast in the wake of terrorist attacks in Paris that have left 128 people dead, over 200 injured, amongst them one Irish person is confirmed to have been injured. Stay tuned to News Talk all afternoon, as well as the website and Twitter, for more updates on what's happening in Paris and the aftermath to those attacks. I just want to very briefly thank the hastily assembled team, people who came in overnight and were in early this morning: Jessica Kelly, Kevin Kelly, Chris Doyle, Dan Flanagan, Eric Moylan, Padraig Brathnach and John Fardy. Thanks also to Marianne Kennedy and Peter Malloy, who are on sound. As I said, stay tuned to News Talk all afternoon for more from Paris.
Good afternoon, I'm Andrea Gilligan. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a series of terror attacks in Paris last night, which have left more than 120 people dead. 180 others have been injured, among them an Irish citizen. Gunmen and suicide bombers targeted a concert venue, the National Football Stadium, and a number of busy bars and restaurants. France's president, François Hollande, has described the terror attacks in Paris last night as an act of war and said that France would respond with appropriate action. He's also declared 3 days of national mourning.
France was attacked in a cowardly way, violently. France will be unbreakable in the face of these attacks.
Our reporter Shona Murray, who's in Paris, describes the security presence around the city this lunchtime.
You would expect it to be extraordinarily tense and busy, and I have to say, given the context, it is not. There is definitely police presence. in the areas where the strikes occurred, where the besides theatre, for example, and there is a police presence, but no more than you'd expect for a situation like this.
Now, the Department of Foreign Affairs and the Irish Embassy in Paris are both providing consular assistance to one injured Irish citizen following last night's attacks. The Minister for Foreign Affairs says that there is no indication of any other Irish casualties at this time, but as a precaution, the department's consular response centre has been activated. Minister Charlie Flanagan says Irish citizens in Paris should exercise caution. The Thánaiste Joan Burton told News Talk earlier that the Irish Embassy in Paris and the department here are both working to assist Irish people living in France.
I understand there's possibly up to about 10,000 Irish people live in France at any one time, and a fair number of them would live probably in the Greater Paris region. My understanding is that the person who's been injured is receiving attention, and I think at this stage very few details are available.
The Minister for Foreign Affairs says that Ireland's threat level remains low following last night's terror attacks in Paris. Charlie Flanagan told News Talk that he was offering his condolences to those who'd lost their lives and were injured in the atrocities overnight.
We always have a concern here at Irish airports on the ground in Ireland. I understand that representatives of the Garda Síochána have been in touch with their French counterparts. Ireland is a low threat country, we understand, but we're in constant contact with our European partners, our European colleagues, and I would ask people to exercise caution at all times.
The French ambassador to Ireland has defended security measures around Paris since the Charlie Hebdo attacks earlier this year. Ambassador Thibault has thanked the people in Ireland for their expressions of support since last night's attacks in the French capital.
There have been huge measures taken. There have been several projects of terrorist attack that have been prevented, but there is nothing like 100% insurance that nothing will happen. What has happened is a huge, very strong, very terrible warning, but not a wake-up call.
Here at home, and the Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Martin, has spoken out against religious fundamentalism in the wake of the terror attacks in Paris. A book of condolences opening at the Pro-Cathedral in Dublin to allow Irish people express their solidarity with French citizens. A special mass was also held earlier this morning. Archbishop Martin says terror in the name of religion cannot be tolerated.
There are religious elements in motivating people to do this. We as believers have to say, enough. You know, there's no way you can do anything of this kind in the name of God. And we have to think of those young people who are being dragged into a conflict for various reasons. Try and understand what it is that drags them into it, and try and broaden their horizons and help them.
All flights to and from Paris today are operating, although airlines are allowing passengers who don't want to fly this weekend the chance to change the date of their flight. The airline spokesperson Declan Carney says that around half of the 1,200 customers due to fly with their airline today have accepted refunds.
We have put facilities on our website, aerlingus.com, to help them in either changing for free or to request a full refund. We're currently offering that for customers planning to travel on Saturday or Sunday, but we're monitoring the situation closely.
Don't forget, for the latest news updates, you can go to our website. That's newstalk.com. But that's it for now. We'll have news again at 2.